Plato, The Socratic Dialogues, Middle Period, Volume 2, Phaedrus, Cratylus, Parmenides. Translated by Benjamin Jowett. Read by David Rintoul as Socrates and cast. Phaedrus. Socrates and the young, love-struck Phaedrus go for a walk outside the walls of Athens, and, under a plane tree by the banks of the Ilissus, talk about love, erotic and platonic love. Socrates endeavours to steer Phaedrus away from infatuation and show him that real love is based on concern for the beloved.
My dear Phaedrus, whence come you, and whither are you going?
I come from Lysias, the son of Cephalus, and I'm going to take a walk outside the wall, for I've been sitting with him the whole morning. And our common friend Acumenus tells me that it is much more refreshing to walk in the open air than to be shut up in a cloister.
There he is right. Lysias, then, I suppose, was in the town?
Yes, he was staying with Epicrates here at the house of Moricus, that house which is near the temple of Olympian Zeus.
And how did he entertain you? Can I be wrong in supposing that Lysias gave you a feast of discourse?
You shall hear, if you can spare time to accompany me.
And should I not deem the conversation of you and Lysias a thing of higher import, as I may say in the words of Pindar, than any business?
Will you go on?
And will you go on with the narration?
My tale, Socrates, is one of your sort, for love was the theme which occupied us. Love after a fashion. Lysias has been writing about a fair youth who was being tempted, but not by a lover, and this was the point. He ingeniously proved that the non-lover should be accepted rather than the lover.
Oh, that is noble of him. I wish that he would say the poor man rather than the rich, and the old man rather than the young one. Then he would meet the case of me and of many a man. His words would be quite refreshing, and he would be a public benefactor. For me, I do so long to hear his speech that if you walk all the way to Megara, and when you have reached the wall, come back, as Herodicus recommends, without going in, I will keep you company.
What do you mean, my good Socrates? How can you imagine that my unpracticed memory can do justice to an elaborate work, which the greatest rhetorician of the age spent a long time in composing? Indeed, I cannot. I would give a great deal if I could.
I believe that I know Phaedrus about as well as I know myself, and I'm very sure that the speech of Lysias was repeated to him not once only, but again and again. He insisted on hearing it many times over, and Lysias was very willing to gratify him. At last, when nothing else would do, he got hold of the book and looked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?